Question. You want us to go back out there?
Oh, yeah. Unless somebody's got a better idea.
Well, it's just... We're minus a Buffy bot. And Spike is missing in action somewhere with Dawn. And Giles flew away. And, well, you're looking a little magicked out.
On, honey, we're nearing your point, right?
It's just, how are we supposed to fight these guys? I mean, you know, we can take a vampire or two, sure, but there's a whole cavalcade of demons out there, and, I mean, I think this, you know, it takes, we need...
Buffy.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Boys Watching Buffy. We're just two boys watching every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer for the first time, giving our review, our reactions. We're your host. I am Joe Welke.
I am Vance.
And today we're going for season 6, episode 2, Bargaining Part 2, directed by David Grossman, written by David Fury. Original air date, October 2nd, 2001, to an audience of 7.65 million people. And we stated on the last episode, this was a two-parter. They aired on the same night. So that's why a lot of the stuff is identical. But yeah, this one kind of picks up right after where the last one left off, obviously.
It's interesting that it aired the same night, but the recap recaps the whole first episode, like entirely. Like, I was shocked how much it went through the whole thing. I was like, all right, we got it. Oh, you're doing that scene too? You know that scene too? Like, it was like they were doing our podcast, like scene by scene. Like, jeez.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. But no shout outs, no shout outs this time around. But we got Discord, join our Discord. We got Patreon, patreon.com/boyswatchingbuffy. We got merch, link is in the show notes and on Discord. And
I did want to bring up, like, the Discord chatter has been, it's been rampant for the beginning of this season. I think everyone's like, it's ratcheted up.
I think people have feelings about season 6. I did a shoot with a girl recently who was like, season 6 is her favorite season. Mm-hmm. And it seems like this is a polarizing season. Like, people either love it or they fucking hate it.
I feel like this is going to be... The next two seasons of this show are going to be wild. Like, I can't believe we watched 5 seasons of Buffy. It's crazy. But what I wanted to say is that on Discord, someone mentioned that the faith that the Slayer bloodline goes through faith now.
Are you serious?
That someone mentioned that, and my thought was, if that's true, then why does Buffy still have powers? And, like, you don't have to answer this on Discord or chime in if it's going to be revealed later. We're just going to posit that for the podcast. So Elias doesn't have to do extra work moderating the spoilers.
I didn't see that. That's a crazy wrinkle in this.
Yeah.
That would be insane.
Because that's the way, it's like how Dawn is the key. But then Buffy realizes that she's also a copy of the key. So then she kills herself. And now I guess the key is gone. But I think if Buffy dies, she should still create a new Slayer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise,
she's still a Slayer.
Otherwise, there should not be two Slayers, or she should not have her Slayer powers.
I mean, I guess that would kind of fuck up our whole thing of like flatlining all the Slayers and just having an army of them.
Not really. Unless I mean, you could do that to Faith. One. Yeah, you could do that to Faith, and then you would just do that to the next one and the next one. Yeah. But I don't understand how the Slayer power would go to someone else, but then still stay with, again, like I've mentioned before, I don't understand where Slayers come from or how they get their powers.
I hope that they explain that, because it doesn't get explained in this episode, because,
and that might have been a spoilery thing that we came across on Discord that like that gets explained later. But I don't know. But I don't even know if that is. I don't know. It's kind of like
a canon.
It's kind of invitation rules-esque where it's like, you guys don't get this, and they explain it later. Like,
you gotta wrap your head around these invitation rules, dude. We're an angel. Shit's getting fucking weird. I know that we had a little bit of like misunderstandings about what the invitation rules are, but it seems like a lot of times they are just contradicting themselves, and I'm just like, what the you can't do that. You can't. But regardless, let's get into this. I got a Mountain Dew Voodoo. It's the time of the season. It's spooky season. It's a good one. I'm going to drink a little bit of it right now because I ate some nuts before this and I have some nut in my throat.
All right.
I got to get some of that nut down. I don't know what it is, like the skin of the nut.
Stop talking.
I made it worse.
Stop talking.
I tried to make it better, but it didn't
work. I just want everyone to know that me and Joe are recording remotely today.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, man,
you're doing your own gun impression.
I know. Sorry, everybody. Oh, anyway. So the episode opens up with like a crazy long recap of what happened last episode. But the episode actually opens up with the Buffy bot being surrounded by the biker gang. And she's like trying to fight them off, but then gets tripped up by the bikers. And the Scoobies are regathering far away. They're trying to escape from the bikers gang. And they all are like, hey, we got to split up. Xander says that he's going to go with Willow because he can carry her. And Tara's going to go with Anya. And they're all going to meet up at the magic box to get away from all of these biker people. Because they also decide like, hey, bro, we cannot go back and rescue Buffy Bot. That's too far gone. She's getting beat up. She's fucked up. We're not going to jump back into the fray with those demon people.
And Buffybot's not a real person, even though she's useful for fighting. It's not worth risking your life for.
Plus, we can just gather some pictures up and go back to Warren, get him to make another one.
Yeah. Send Warren an
email. Write a poem about her. Yeah. He gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't not. How do you not do that?
I think it's the end of the robot era.
It's a bummer. But anyway, Buffy Bot is just like getting beat to shit. All these biker demons are just like wailing on her. And then we have a cut to real Buffy, who has been resurrected from the dead, and she's trapped in her coffin, and she's like banging all around like, what the fuck? Where am I? What is this? Holy fucking shit. And, you know, I thought about this in the last episode a little bit, but even more so in this episode, where I was like, how did you not realize this was going to happen if you're trying to resurrect somebody? Like, where did they think she was going to resurrect to?
Especially based off of Willow's, her spirit might be somewhere else, but her body is not there. You know, like,
yeah. Like, where do you think her spirit, like, you think that her body's just going to magically come out of the grave? She's 6 feet under, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole burying Buffy and not telling anyone is so illogical.
But, so then we get the intro credits and we have Buffy tearing up at the coffin, like the cloth, trying to escape. Xander's carrying Willow to another part of the woods where they're at. And Willow wakes up finally and she's like, wait a minute, wait, why are we doing this? We got to go back. We got to see if the ritual worked or try again. And Xander's like, yo, we're not going back. We can't try again because the urn of Osiris is broken. And Willow's like, it's broken. He's like, don't worry about it. We can maybe try it again. We'll just get another urn. It's totally fine. And Willow's like, you idiot. that was the only urn. There is no other urn. And Xander's like, well, we can fucking super glue it. We can tape it together. No big deal. And Willow's like, no, dude, that is a big deal. That was our only link to make this happen. Buffy's gone. She's like 100% gone. She's dead. We can't do anything to bring her back now.
Yeah, I think this would have been more effective because Allison Hannigan's acting, you know, she's putting a portrayal on. I think it just would have been more effective if we didn't know it already worked. So we're watching her go through the emotions and we're like, well, Buffy's alive. So like, yeah, you can't really sink into it like you would if this was like the first episode and they tried it and it didn't work. And then she was like, oh, man. And then at the end of an episode, you saw her wake up. Like if this emotion happened before we saw the reveal of her in the casket, I think it would have layered on a little better.
Yes.
But here we've gone through a whole episode, even this one, knowing that she's alive and back, even though you know Buffy will come back in the series with her name on the title.
Yeah. But like Willow is really good. She's like, no, she's fucking gone, dude. Like that was it. That was our only shot, especially now that the Urn of Osiris is broken. Like we're done. That's it. She's 100% dead.
Yeah. Unless we can find Doc and he can figure out, like, how did Joyce break out of her casket? Did she, like,
right, dude.
I don't know. She doesn't have Slayer strength.
Maybe she broke out of it the same way that Buffy did, because we cut back to Buffy, who's just like I said, Kill Bill punching through the coffin.
but like, she has Slayer strength versus Joyce's mom with the tumor strength. Like, Joyce is just going to die a horrible second death in that casket.
Well, that would have been like crazy to see, like, if Willow did know that it worked, but then they just didn't dig up Buffy in time. Buffy dies again. Asphyxiation.
That is a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah, that'd be awful, dude.
Yeah.
But Buffy is punching through her coffin, eventually, you know, punches through it. We get the whole dirt falling through and everything. And Buffy's like, what the fuck? Yeah.
And Kill Bill and this make it seem like that's very possible. Yeah, it's gonna be real tough. Like, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, 6 feet of dirt, that's got to weigh a lot. Like,
and you're expending a lot of oxygenation trying to punch through. So you're losing air quick and, yeah. I mean,
you can't like sit up exactly to stand up. Like it's.
And it's pitch black. So you can't see anything.
Yes. That's crazy, man. I don't want to ever be buried alive.
No. Yeah.
And there's one thing I learned through this podcast and Kill Bill. I don't want to be buried alive, everybody. Don't let that happen to me, listeners. So then we go to Spike and Dawn watching TV and just, you know, Spike doing his babysitter thing. And then they kind of hear a little bit of commotion going on outside and Spike looks out the window and he sees the demon bikers rampaging through the town and they're just tearing apart the neighborhood. And Dawn wakes up from this and she goes to look at it and he's like, oh, don't go towards the window, like stay away from here, like it doesn't concern us, let's chill here and see how this plays out, I guess, a little bit. In just a few minutes I will say that we need to leave, though.
Yeah. It's amazing that Dawn hasn't gained any Sunnydale street savviness. She's like, right, what's this? What's this? Can I peek out the window? Huh? What? I was like, you live in the world. You know.
Well, dude, especially later on, we see a scene of just like the demons breaking through everything. And she's just got the window wide open with her face pressed against it. I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
Oh, her run later is what really got me.
Oh, dude. Just no street smarts at all.
And I want to bring up that I mentioned that we don't get any cops, any sirens. Like, we've had more sirens on the podcast than we have in this episode. Like, it's insane.
That is so true, dude.
It's insane. Like, they're raiding the whole city. Like, there's no There's no, like, people fighting back. There's nothing.
And we know that, like, Buffy and the Scooby gangs, like, they don't fuck with guns.
Yeah.
But we've also seen that the Sunnydale police force heavily do fuck with guns. They come out shooting. Guns ablazing.
A couple guns solved this problem right away.
Bro, fucking Faith and Buffy busted into that, like, sporting goods store, and the cops, both of them had their guns drawn.
Cops shot at Buffy when Kendra died, and she tried to escape. Like, it is guns unleashed. Bikers attack town, they're like, well, nothing.
Just destroy all of Main Street, every business. They're in, like, the neighborhoods now. Yeah. No cops to be seen.
Nothing.
Well, it doesn't even seem like the demons are, like, killing people. Like, all the destruction I've seen so far is, like, to property.
That lady scream when they break into that one house was a little
fair, yeah.
A little rough, especially considering what they referenced later.
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not cool.
Yeah, UPN Buffy gets a little wild with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, so the Spike and Dawn see the demons kind of going crazy in the neighborhood. Anya and Tara, they're trying to hide from the biker demons. And Anya's, like, standing up, just being loud as fuck, being like, oh, I think we got away. And then Tara pulls her down, like, get down, you fucking idiot.
Like, and Anya, then, you live here. You know to be quiet.
Yeah, dude.
How?
Yes. She probably dated one of these biker demons. Like,
dude, the biker demons here look like the orcs from Shadow of Mordor, the game. It's like, even their banter is just, like, very orcish. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, two of them show up and they're like, hey, we're supposed to be looking for some people to fuck with. Let's fucking not do that. Let's just go to the city. And they just turn around and leave.
Yeah,
you're gonna go loot some stores.
The one's like, "Oh, do you want to talk back to Razor and tell him? Ah, I'm tired of this. Let's go loot." Like, what are they gonna loot? They're gonna pop stuff on their bikes and drive it to where?
Yeah,
they're just chaos. They're just pure chaos.
Yeah, and then they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna go into the city and we're gonna loot some stores. We're gonna, like, fuck up some property." And then they leave, and Anya's like, no, don't do that. I just got put in charge of the magic box. Like, I just became a property-owning person.
You've been given a death wish. Like, everyone that owns a magic box gets attacked immediately as soon as they own it. It is the worst place. I don't know why they're meeting there.
Yeah. It's on Main Street. Like, you could meet in Xander's new apartment.
Yeah, at least it's, like, a couple floors up. You know, maybe it has, like, you got the security at the front door. You got security at your door. Like, I don't know.
Though we did see that one Jinx guy show up on his patio and watch Dawn steal earrings for no reason.
I don't think we're ever going to get an answer to that or Giles killing that guy. I think season five is in the rear view, man.
Dude, if they don't address Giles just cold-blooded killing Dr. Intern Ben.
Giles, like, it's going to be exactly like how when Xander was told to tell Buffy that Willow could turn Angel back, and he didn't, but it never became an issue, even though that scene was like highlighted. Yeah. That scene was so highlighted where he chose not to tell her.
Yeah, but then, I thought that was going to be like, Xander's about to get kicked out of the Scooby gang.
Yeah. Nope.
There was, like, one offhanded comment about, like, no, we were able to do that. Buffy's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Wait, what? That seemed like a big deal.
It seemed like a really big moment.
But whatever. So then we go back to Dawn and Spike, and we have that scene where Dawn is, like, face pressed against the window, like she's looking for Santa Claus. Like, it's unbelievable. And Spike's like, hey, what did I tell you, dude? Like, I fucking told you not to go to the window.
Yeah.
But then he tells her, like, a little bit of the history of these demons. I don't quite remember the name of the type of demon, but he's like, these, like, biker gang demons, and they raid towns that are vulnerable. And then they are like, oh, so they must know that the Slayer's not around anymore. Like, oh, shit.
So
Dawn is...
My question when he said that was, So this biker gang has just been raiding towns across the U.S. because there's no Slayers anywhere else. So he's just been raiding towns across the U.S. How is this not on the news?
Dude.
How is this not on the news that there's a biker gang that just destroyed a town?
Well, it's also interesting because last episode, they were talking about like, oh, hell yeah, let's go party on the Hellmouth now that we know that the Slayer's not there. So that means that they have been partying and doing shit other places.
Yes.
That,
like, if a regular bike gang of regular people showed up and wrecked a town, they'd say something. They'd be on the news. Yeah. Like, I don't get how they're able to just be like, well, there's not a 20-year-old girl that can fight really well. So
I guess it's middle America, you know.
Middle America would absolutely put it on the news.
Yeah. Middle America would also shoot the fuck out of them.
Yes. Like,
they don't have the same gun restrictions that California does.
I mean, California still has, I mean, California is a big state. There's a lot of guns floating around. There's a lot of non-city stuff, you know, like not major cities once you leave like San Francisco and Los Angeles. And I just don't get how there's no, we do see one guy with a shotgun, but that's about it.
Yeah. Pointed at the wrong type of, but Spike's like, yeah, these guys, they know that the Slayer's gone. So we got to move because they're wrecking this neighborhood. They're going to come for our house eventually. And Dawn's like, no, let's wait at home. We got to wait for the others. They'll know to come back here. And Spike's like, no, we're leaving, dude. Like, I don't give a fuck about what you're saying. That's dumb as shit. I'm not just gonna be a waiting duck. We're on the move.
Yeah.
So then we cut back to Buffy in her grave, and she zombie punches her fist through the ground, pops up out of her grave, and she does the whole like taking deep breaths situation, gets out, stands up, turns back around and looks at her own gravestone. And she's like, oh my God, what the hell is this?
She doesn't look happy to me.
Look, I'm holding off judgment.
I know, we don't... this episode doesn't validate, but it doesn't...
Doesn't prove either of us right.
What?
Not yet. But I will say she does not look very pleased. I will admit that. I think I'm more in line with what they say later on in the episode, where they say that she looks shocked.
I would lean more towards one of the lines that she says later, to my point.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But we don't get full confirmation. Everyone waiting. Yeah. You know what that episode's like if you watch the series 100 times.
Yeah. So she's panicking a bit though. Then she starts to walk through town and she just sees nothing but chaos and destruction. And it kind of looks like she's got glaucoma or like cataracts or something. Like she's still like adjusting to waking life again after being dead for 3 months.
Yeah.
She's looking around like, what's going on, dude? What the hell is this?
Yeah. It's so weird.
I understand why Buffy says what she says later on based on what she's seeing around her.
Yeah, but I think when she says it, where she says it, is the interesting part to me. But yeah, we'll talk about it.
So then we go to Anya and Tara. They arrive at the magic box, the meeting spot. And Anya is so stoked. She's like, oh my God, thank God the magic box hasn't been looted. I just got in charge of this place. It's like, dude, Giles was the owner of it for like one day before it got looted. If you make it through one day, you've already beaten Giles's record.
How have they not broken into the magic box? It's on that street.
Yes, dude. It's on the street. It's got all of the magical talisman to do whatever they want.
I'm not down for the magic box having its own plot armor. I'm just not down for it.
Yeah, man. It's just... What drove me crazy about this is... like, Tara doesn't try to do any kind of spell to attack these demons or to protect the magic box. Like, she doesn't really do anything except for the one last episode where the demon got a hold of Anya. And it's like, how have you not studied with Willow? Like, I can understand Willow being a bit better, but like, you were more powerful than Willow like a season ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's unreal that she like never thought to do something like that.
Yeah. Instead, she does something different here. Yeah. Something that I was like, I don't think you have time to do.
Yeah.
And something that we kind of see in the Angel episode, too. It's a lot of cross-leg table sitting.
A lot of... Yeah, so Tara is like, get... Well, Anya's kind of freaking out. She's like, well, Xander and Willow aren't here yet. Like, I'm worried about their safety. I don't want them to die. I hope that Xander's not dead. And Tara's like, calm down. I've got this wicked awesome spell that is going to prove that they are not. And also, Anya, if something happened to them, you would know and I would know. And I was like, did Tara? Well, Tara makes kind of a mention of like, if something happened to Willow, I would know. Yeah. I was like, is there some kind of spell linking you two together now?
Jill, this is obviously like a something thing? Same-sex couples have that.
But then she says it to Anya, too.
I know.
She's like, Anya, you'd know.
Your heart would shatter something? Into a million pieces and you crumple to the floor. Like, what?
But yeah, so Tara's like, trust me, they're fine. I got a great idea. Let me climb up onto this table, sit cross-legged. And Anya's like, what are you doing? You're doing yoga? Is yoga going to help us? And Tara's like, no, I'm going to do a spell that connects me to Willow. And I was like, oh, okay. Are they going to do that telekinetic talking in each other's brain type of thing?
Yeah.
That is not what happens.
No.
Not what happens at all.
It looked like she was going to go into a trance. I'm like, those bikers might break in at any minute. Like,
yeah.
Go into the back room. Lock yourself into the basement at least.
Well, I mean, at least in the back room, they have weapons. Like, they don't have weapons, and Anya's just a little weakling, except for not really later on in the episode. But
you know what I wanted to bring up? In the opening credits, they decide to show Anya with that bat swing. And it is so, she's choked up so high on that bat. It's like that shot, and then her dancing and her cleavage, like not cleavage, but like,
oh yeah, that pink dress,
yeah
the sparkly pink dress,
such an interesting couple of shots of her.
Well, then it's also like the bat, the sparkly pink dress, and then her in the bunny costume.
Yeah, the bunny costume. You gotta do the bunny costume.
The bunny costume is classic Anya. Like, there's that was a great moment.
There's a good bunny reference in this one later. Yeah.
But so yeah, then we go to Willow and Xander, who are now lost in the woods, because Xander's like, hey, I know exactly where we're going. I'm following the North Star. And then Willow looks up. She's like, Xander, that's not the North Star. That's an airplane. And it's not an airplane. It's a blimp. Like, they chose to make Xander so stupid in this episode. Like, earlier when he was talking about the urn of Osiris being broken, he's like, the urn of Archimedes, or something. He says something else. And they're like, Xander. And then he's like, hey, we're following the North Star. Xander, that's not the North Star.
He does have some great moments in this scene, though, like later when they're talking about the demons. He's like, oh, we're being chased by demons. We don't have time for this. He's like, yeah, I forget exactly the line, but it's like, yeah, like we've never been chased by demons before. Like,
yeah.
Just like we do this every day.
But once they decide, like, hey, we're going to take a little break and we're going to have a little chat, Xander's kind of like, Willow, why didn't you tell us how crazy that spell was going to be to resurrect Buffy? Like, you were getting cut up, you were getting slashed, you fucking vomited up a snake, dude. Why didn't you tell us any of that? And Willow was kind of like, well, don't worry about it. Don't.
She was like, not right now. Like,
yeah.
And then he does,
like, why are you trying to change the subject? And she's like, I'm not.
It was that Whedonism of like, why are you getting all change subject D or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, Yeah, Willow's like, we don't have time to really discuss this. You know, we're being chased by demons. And Xander's like, we do this. This is fucking Tuesday, dude. Like, this is nothing. But then they see a light moving around in the dark. And Willow's like, oh, look at that. Let's go walk over there. And Xander's like, hey, idiot, we're being chased by biker demons. They got lights on their motorcycles. Maybe not go after it. And Willow's like, no, Xander, this is a spell that me and Tara use when we're lost in the mall and we can't find each other. And rather than go over the loudspeaker and be like, Willow Rosenbloom, your party is ready to meet you at the front of the store.
It had that thing that you get in like rom-coms when someone's like, hey, if I could just explain, if you'd let me get this word out, I could explain everything. Willow had that without needing to. Like, he's like, what is this? I think these are headlights. And she's like, Xander. No, Xander, I think it's Xander, but listen, Xander. And, and he's not really stopping her. She's like stopping herself. And I was just like, just say, I think this is Tara. Like, just say those words. And they spend a lot of time with this light floating around Xander's head.
Yeah, dude. That scene of him being like, what is this? Is this something? What is it? Yeah. Just like...
That poor actor just like fighting something that's not floating there.
actors nowadays, dude.
I know. Now it's like, that's all, that's like 90% of your job is green screen reacting
stare
to
at
something.
This tennis ball.
Yeah. The thing though is, why is this how Tara?
No idea. How much power does it take for Willow to like do the telekinetic chatting through the mind thing? And also, why didn't Willow just do that right here when she sees the light?
Willow's powers are weak right now, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, she is injured.
Yeah, so I don't know.
All right, yeah.
Whatever.
They do nerf her quite a bit in this episode.
Yeah, have to. Like, it's going to be like...
Professor X.
Yeah, Professor X or Superman, and it's like, oh, there's some kryptonite floating around in this room.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So Xander and Willow start following the Terra Star. So then we go back to Buffy, who's wandering around still, and then she's like, yo, man, this is a fucking mind fuck. I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm going to sit down on this Dodge Stratus real quick. She sits down, the car immediately starts going off, like an alarm. And she's like, ah, this is so loud. And then a dude comes out of his house with a shotgun pointed at Buffy. And he's like, get the hell off my Dodge Stratus. Get the hell off my property. And Buffy's like, what? I'm sorry, dude. What? I can't understand you. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. He shoots his gun up into the air.
Yeah.
I was like, dude.
You think she's the problem?
Yes, that's what not tell this little like frail looking woman is the one that's burning everything. If anything, you should be like, hey, get in here.
Yeah,
it's dangerous out there.
She looks like a victim, not a threat.
Yeah, offer her some tea, bring her in, dude. Like, give her a cookie. She's also got like dirt all over her. So it's
bloody.
Like, obviously
she's bloody too. Yeah. Like, he sees the biker, he's like, get in here, biker, get in here. there's this girl walking around, bumping into cars.
Yeah, just having a seat on a car. Looks like he's got a migraine.
Yeah.
He's like, let me be as loud as possible. Ba-bang!
This will be good for your concussion. Like, man. Like...
Hey, little girl, look like you just rose from the dead.
I love that car.
I know. Yeah. I just finally paid that motherfucker off. Get off of it. So then we get to what is perhaps one of the most insane scenes that I think I've seen in this show.
Really?
Spike
That's
and
a
Dawn.
Lot. That's saying a lot.
There's some crazy shit going on, but I was just like, this is crazy. So Spike and Dawn are now seen like they're running through the streets. They're trying to escape. And Spike is looking at the demons destroying stuff. They're breaking into a house, and this is where you hear like that woman screaming and stuff. And Spike is kind of like chuckling, and Dawn's like, what's so funny? He's like, I don't know. They're just destroying stuff. I mean, it kind of looks like fun. Like, you're going to tell me that doesn't look like fun?
I do love these so bad. I still in them. I like it.
Yeah. But I mean, also destroying stuff is super fun. It's the best. Like, that's why they have those rage cages or whatever.
Yeah.
I would love to go to one of those.
I took my wife to one of those recently. There's one downtown. Yeah.
Yeah. How much is it?
I don't know. It's not that crazy. But I mean, depending on your price of paying to break stuff. Like,
no.
But I think if he didn't say it after the woman screamed, I don't know if he says it before or after, but that part is a little. But he still,
yeah.
I mean, he was banging Buffy by not too long ago, so.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, destroying stuff is so good. I remember a little while ago, one of my neighbors, like, left a TV out, like, mm-hmm. for bulk trash to pick up. And every time I went outside, I would just, like, jump on it and stomp on it, and like a little kid jumping into a puddle. Honestly, it was so cool. It was break shit.
In college, we had a printer that it wasn't even really my printer.
Did you office space it?
Yeah, we office spaced it. Dropped it out the third floor window and then just like went out and beat the shit out of it. So we office spaced it. And then I shot a film in college and it was like roommates hating each other and they threw a monitor, like one of those big like computer monitors back when they were like really thick. And we threw it out the second story window and did like a split screen so it cut before it hit the guy. But that smash was like very crazy. Like, yeah.
Do you remember back when like internet wasn't like free and I remember going to the mall. Well, internet still isn't free, but.
But it was like people didn't have it. You have to go to like an internet cafe.
Yeah, you had to like get hours. It was like hours or something. And I remember going to the mall. They would always have like free CDs. It's like get 100 hours free of AOL if you sign up. And I remember taking like fuck tons of those. And me and my friends went to a field with a baseball bat and just like smashed all those CDs. Dude, that shit was so fun, man.
Were they in the like thick plastic case or were they regular?
They were in like a thin, like like saran wrapped to a cardboard piece.
Yeah.
And you take them out and we just smash the fuck.
Not as satisfying as the plastic around the CD thing.
Those things smash
great.
Yeah.
If you can find a CD that you don't like, frisbee it somewhere. It's a good satisfying discus throw. But go find it because we're not promoting littering.
Yeah. Pick it up afterwards.
Yeah.
Or even if you just have a CD that you don't like, just snapping it in half in your hands, dude, you feel like the Hulk. It's awesome.
All right. Before we transition out of this, I do remember when I was playing someone in Madden once. And you know when those CDs came in those big cases, like 50, and it was like stacked up and they had that big plastic lid?
Yeah.
He got so mad, he stood up and like stomped that lid. And it shattered. Like, the CDs weren't there. It was just that lid. And, man, did that make a loud sound. And I was like, you cool, man? Like, you want to play again?
Yeah. I never understand people that take video games that serious.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still friends with them to this day, though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Transitioning back to Buffy, though. This is the craziest part to me. Because Spike is then like, hey, we need to figure out a way to like get across town quicker. We need wheels. And he's like, stay here a little bit. And he just walks out into the middle of the street. And one of the demons on a motorcycle just starts going towards him. And the demon looks like, why isn't this guy getting out of the way? Like, what's up with this guy? Like, what's going on? And then Spike just jumps and like kicks him off of the motorcycle. And then he just takes his motorcycle and he's like, come on, let's go. Let's go, Dawn. I was like, it was like that scene in The Dark Knight where the Joker's like, come on, hit me. Hit me. It was exactly that.
You know what's crazy is I thought there was a shot of him picking something up when he went into the street. So I thought he was just going to step aside and hit him. Yeah. I thought I saw him pick something up.
Maybe he did. Maybe he like picked
up a baseball bat or something. I did not expect a jump kick at all.
Yeah. Maybe he didn't.
He did jump kick. He definitely jump kicked him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was like, the cut on that was a little awkward too.
Oh yeah, the editing was like
jumps.
Yeah, they masked some stuff in that.
Yeah. But I was like, why is this demon so confused? Why?
Yeah,
whatever. So then I
just want to say, I think he could have just taken one of the bikes of the people that went into the house. That's what I thought he was going to do.
Yeah.
Because they are all raiding the house. They all drive motorcycles. They are not on their motorcycle.
Yeah, he didn't need to, like, jump kick joust this guy.
Yeah. I would have liked it if it looked cooler. Like the editing made it look like...
The cut was bad.
Yeah.
Took away from like the coolness.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So then he got his motorcycle and he's like, all right, come on, Dawn, let's go.
I do want to bring up with Dawn, he gives her like a football helmet that he finds or something. Right?
Yeah.
And she puts it on. And I was so happy. Rams. Yeah, I was so happy that happened because I don't normally watch the opening credits mostly for this reason, because they show clips from later episodes. Mm-hmm. And this is a clip that they have of him riding with her on the back of the bike. And I was like, great, that's already done. I don't have to be like, when is that happening? So
honestly, when I saw that, I thought that happened last season. I was like, I feel like they were hanging out last season, driving around sometime.
I watched that this episode. I was like, she's never had that football helmet on. So I was wondering when that would show up. And I'm happy it's here. So now I don't have to wonder anymore.
Yeah. So then we go back to the magic box. Xander and Willow finally show up. And I forget what the reference is that Xander makes, but like it's him, Anya, Willow, and Tara. And he makes, do you remember the reference that he makes?
He makes something about like Nordak. It's some like military thing. And I thought he was going to be referencing a military guy. I thought it was going to be a military guy reference. Norak, I think he mentions, or something.
Yeah. And he looks around, like all of them are looking at him like, what the fuck are you talking about? And he just goes, man, I need to make some more male friends. I was like, yeah, dude.
Just a question I was asking last episode. Yeah, I was like, should he have male friends?
Yeah, and he absolutely needs some male friends.
Well, we decided last episode that he probably doesn't need male friends. now it's like, maybe he does.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be nice to have a couple in the mix. Yeah. We don't need to see him. We don't need to see him hang out with the male friends.
Yeah, he starts to talk about Tito at work. He's like, maybe I can make that guy my friend.
I hope we never meet Tito at work. Tito at work is going to end up dying in a horrible, horrible manner.
Yep. Yep. Or he's going to be some kind of like insane caricature.
Yeah. Yes.
He's going to be wearing a sombrero or something.
Always with the Corona in his hand. Yeah.
But yeah, so then everybody collectively starts worrying about Dawn and Spike. And they're like, well, we got to go out and find Dawn and Spike because they're vulnerable. They're probably back at the Summers household. And then Anya's like, we can't go out there, dude. Like, it's a bunch of rampaging demons. And I'm nobody. I'm just a regular human now. Xander's just a regular guy. Tara's barely a witch anymore for some reason.
They really just like nerf her. They're like, yeah, we can't go out there. Like Tara's she's like featuring guests here. Like,
yeah. Glory sucked all of the witch knowledge out of her brain.
Yeah.
Never got it back. And then they're like, and Willow, you're like, you barely can stand. Like, you're not even able to do any kind of spells. So like, we'll get killed if we go out there. And Xander's like, you're right. We can't go out there. We need some more muscle. We need some more power. We need, then Anya's like, Buffy. Xander's like, yeah, we need a Buffy. And then Willow's like, Buffy ain't coming back, guys. The spell failed. The urn of Osiris is gone. We're it. And then they're all like, fuck.
There has to be other defenses besides the five of you.
Well, also, if Buffy actually is dead. Well, the I four guess that does like the blood. Yeah. They could be like, well, we got to wait for the other Slayer to show up here.
Like, and then Giles bounced on him. I'm like, just kind of hide, because you guys are not going to take down this biker gang by yourselves. Not tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Even if they were a regular human biker gang, yes. It's still like 25-4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's like, no one has called the cops in this town. Mm-hmm. No one, like, there's nothing. No, yeah. Like, you guys don't have rallied up any defenses over the, like, time that's passed. I've been like, hey, we need to, like, come up with a strategy other than Willow standing on top of a mausoleum barking out orders.
Yeah. And I feel like Willow, I mean, that was her at full health. She is so much more powerful than doing that, like barking orders. Yeah. She should be on the front line. She's their most powerful offensive weapon. Yeah. She's like in the back barking orders to Giles, who's running through a graveyard, to Anya. What?
Just fly some stakes through people's heart. Like, that's it.
We saw her do that in season 2 or 3
with
a pencil.
Yeah.
She could shoot that pencil so much faster now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She could be like, what's his face? Yondu in Guardians of the Galaxy with his whistle arrow.
Yeah.
Do that with a pencil. Just fucking fling it through 90 vampires.
Yeah, 100%.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, Willow, just take a break. Once you feel better, use your witch powers, get rid of all these demons outside, and we'll be good. Like, we don't need to go outside right now.
No, but they do, because they got to find Dawn and Spike. We got to go out. We got to find them.
Did anyone even try making a phone call to their house?
Why didn't Tara do that light thing to Spike and Dawn? Why isn't it like... they got Spike cell phones at this point. They got cell phones at this point. We see them all over Angel. We see them all over the place.
Maybe we missed a point when a line where they're like, oh, I tried calling Dawn's house and she wasn't there. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But they are intent on going out looking for Dawn and Spike. They make some kind of line where it's like, well, we just got to hope that these demons rampage and then leave. And then it's a cut to the demons being like, we're going to stay here forever.
This is a great town. It's got a lot of resources. Like, really?
Yeah.
All right.
So they're like having a big celebration. They have a little bonfire going. They're all surrounding. They're like, yeah, this is a great time to be alive here in Sunnydale. This is going to be our new post. And we're going to stay here forever. And then Buffy shows up and she's like still wandering around all drunk, like, and she's like looking at them and she's like can barely see what's going on. But then they also have a Buffy bot there, and they chain up Buffy bot and they're gonna like draw, and it's called drawing and quartering, right?
Yeah, the draw part was I had to look this up, like, because I was writing out like draw and quarter her. Like, the quartering is, like, when you tie the person to, like, four horses and go to separate directions. But they're doing this with motorcycles. The draw pot part was, I can't even say that. That was when they would drag you to the place where they're going to do it behind a horse.
Oh, okay.
Medieval, so like, that's why I brought some stuff up about Angel, like, the end of last season of Angel. And it's just, like, that's what it felt like. Like, that, those, like, torturing, the way we torture people back then was just brutal, man.
Yeah.
This is a terrible way to go.
Stretching tables and shit.
Yeah.
Good thing it's just a robot.
Yeah. This time.
Yeah, they definitely did this to things that aren't robots. But
yep.
Yeah, so they quarter Buffy Bot, who sees real Buffy. And Buffy Bot looks at Buffy Bot and she's like, what the hell is going on here? That looks like me, dude. Yeah. And Buffy Bot looks at Buffy like, what are you doing here? Like, what's going on here? And after they quarter Buffy Bot, real Buffy screams.
Yes.
And then the demons are like, what the hell is that? Is that another one? That's another one. All right, let's go get that one.
That has to be such a mindfuck to come back and then see yourself being ripped apart like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's so brutal. Yeah.
Especially when you're not sure exactly what's going on.
Yeah. Like,
She is confused. She's shocked. She's got glaucoma. Mm-hmm. Like, she... Oh, man.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
But yeah, the demons take notice of Buffy screaming and then they go after her. Buffy starts running and then eventually they catch up with her like pretty quickly because they've got motorcycles and Buffy's just running. But they like somehow like crash into each other or something.
Well, one of them has like a chain that he's trying to like rope her with and then she does like some type of duck thing and then it hits the other guy off of his bike and they fall and then off screen he's like, hey, sorry, which is like really funny, which they haven't really been yet. And luckily for Buffy, they only sent two people after her.
Yes. Out of the, I mean, it looks like they, it's only half of the crew or whatever at this bonfire, but there's still like 10 of them.
What are they going to do? The rest of them, like, you already did the thing to Buffy, but why are you guys sticking around? All go after the Buffy.
Yeah, I don't know. They got to guard all those electronics, see if they can put her back together and program her for evil.
get parts for your bike.
So then we go to the Scoobs. They're roaming the streets. They're on the hunt. They're looking to get some revenge on some demons that slash look for Dawn and Spike. Tara's talking to Willow and she's like, we probably shouldn't have done that spell, dude.
Everybody is against Willow doing this spell.
Except for Willow.
Except for Willow. And like, you're positing that Buffy will be for her doing this spell.
No, I'm saying that Buffy's going to be grateful that she's alive again.
I'm just saying no one else seems to be happy that she did the spell. And I think Buffy is also not going to be happy she did the spell.
All right. I will say jury's still out on this.
They're still deliberating.
Still deliberating. Though I will say, looks like things are kind of trending in your favor. Especially after this episode. But
it's still out there.
Still out there.
Who knows? Next episode might start and it'd be like big hugs and eating waffles and happy. Yeah.
but so Tara's like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have done that. And Willow's like, no, it sucks that it didn't work. I'm sad Buffy's actually gone and it's just up to us now. It sucks. It sucks. She's 100% definitely, without a doubt, dead. Cut to Buffy running. There was a lot of that in this episode, the whole like call and response scene thing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
It would be, I don't know. Yeah. It just makes every time Willow says something, I just kind of like zone out because I just know that she's not even close to being right. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes away some of that tension, some of the sadness. Mm-hmm. But yeah, then we go to Buffy running away. And then we cut back to the Scoobs. And Anya is like, I'm 100% on Xander's side here.
Same.
100%. So Anya's like talking to Xander and she's like, why can't we do it now? Why can't we announce that we're engaged right now? And Xander's like, Anya, shut up, dude.
I don't get why Anya is so adamant about telling everyone that she's engaged. Because it seemed like I don't know. It seemed like she was okay with, like, I don't know. I guess it's been a while, so she might just want to get it over with and tell everybody. It feels like she's keeping a secret. I'm trying to picture from Anya's perspective.
I'm just surprised it took Willow, Anya, Xander, Tara 3 months to decide to try to bring Buffy back.
Yeah,
that's the actual time.
Yeah, we're assuming that's the time frame.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Buffy did decompose quite.
Yeah. They did have to gather all the stuff. They did have to get that urn, so that could have taken a while. So I don't know when. I would have loved
to have... They did have to wait till Mercury was in retrograde, too.
Yes. Because the planets. astrology is real in this world, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
It might be real in our world, too. Who knows?
No, it's definitely not.
So they did have to have time for that. I just wish we would have seen the debate of them deciding. Like, did they go, okay, we got to bury her really quick, but we can't let anyone know she's dead because half the group doesn't even know that they're trying to bring her back to life.
Yeah.
So, like, all the important people, like Spike, Giles, and Dawn, don't know. And the reason they don't know is because they'd be totally against it.
Well, it's also like,
maybe
how
Spike
are you
going
to explain to Dawn? Like, what is the plan? Like, once they bring her back, be like, hey, Dawn, guess who's here? We got a surprise for you. That's what's behind door number two. It's your dead sister resurrected from the dead. Like, she's already living with the Buffy bot, which is already a mind fuck. And then she's going to bring back her dead sister. Like, what was the reintroduction of Buffy to the world plan?
Well, she's never been gone, right?
So. Yeah. But I mean, to Dawn, Giles, etc.
I think bringing her back to Giles would be more of a what the hell than Dawn. Because I think Dawn would... We've seen how Dawn reacts to stuff. Like she wanted to bring the mom back. So she could be like, don't, but like relieved. Giles would be like, this is an abomination.
Yeah, Giles probably would be like that. He'd be like, yo, this is fucked.
He would punch Xander in the face and be like, how did you let this happen?
Giles is like, I was about to be fucking retired. Now I'm back to being a watcher. I was going back to England and now I gotta stay in this hellhole.
I don't even get him going back to England.
Yeah. But Xander is like telling Anya, like, yo, not now. This is not the time. Willow is crushingly sad. We should not announce our engagement. And then, as they're discussing this, Buffy shows up in front of the Scoobs. And they're like, oh, well, it looks like Buffy bot got away somehow. That's weird. All right. Well, she looks like she's kind of healed up and she's wearing different clothes, I guess. And then Willow's looking at her like, oh my God, that's not Buffy bot. That's the real Buffy. It's like, how do you not know? She's wearing different clothes.
She's breathing heavily.
Yes.
Like someone who was running.
Unbelievable. But then Buffy starts running. They chase after her. And they were like, Buffy, come back. Wait, Buffy, we got Buffy, get back here. And then they eventually find her and Buffy's like cowering in this corner like a scared cat. And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with her? What is she doing?
God, she's, get over it. You were dead for 3 months. Now help us fight.
Yeah, they're like, Buffy, we need you. Good, you're back. We got like 20 demons.
Yeah, Dawn's all right. But we need you to fight these biker demons real quick. You need to stretch or anything and you're good. Yeah. My God.
But they're like, what's up with her? What's up with her? And then Willow is like, guys, I think she's definitely in shock. I think she's in shock. She's traumatized. And then Xander's like, Oh my god. I just fucking realized. Dude, we're so stupid. When we brought her back, we brought her back to life where we left her. In her coffin. And then all of them look like, oh, right, we should have thought about that.
Yo, I like Xander in this scene, though. Like, he's, like, the only one that's, like, taking it seriously and feeling the weight of what they've done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. So then Xander, like, is like, I'm going to go talk to her. So he gets and he crouches down. And he's like, hey, Buffy, like, hey. We're your friends. It's me, Xander. Like, we're here for you. Like, we're so happy to have you back. But Buffy is, like, way too traumatized. And you're like, all right, maybe it's not a good idea, like, because she kind of, like, shrieks back a little bit when Xander gets close to her.
Yeah, she has what, like, when Angel came back, he was feral from coming back from hell. She has that, but, like, also not a vampire, so not aggressive. So, yeah.
That was my exact thought when I saw this, and that is such a good point. So Xander's like, all right, maybe I'll back off a little bit. Let me back off. And Anya's like, let me give a go at it. And dude, as much as I hated the earlier scene, I loved that it was a setup for this.
I got to do a Joe's dude. When she did this, I was like, come on, man.
Anya goes and crouches down in Buffy's face. And she's like, Buffy, you don't need to be scared. It's not bad. It's not all bad. Besides, me and Xander have some big news that we want to tell you about. And then Xander just grabs her. He's like, Anya, what the fuck?
It is funny, but yeah, not the right time.
It's so funny, man. But I could see why Xander would be annoyed at this. Like,
oh my
dude, God.
Yeah.
You really think that's going to be, this is the best time to do this?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, then Buffy like starts to kind of stand up and she's looking around and like, look, Buffy's, oh, she's standing back up. Oh, everything. But she's like kind of looking past the Scoobs because at this point, all of the biker demons, well, not all of them, I don't think, but a lot of the biker demons have surrounded the Scoobies. And they're like, hey, we're here to fuck you guys up. I don't care if that's another robot or whatever. We're going to fuck you guys up. And Xander, to his credit, stands up to the demon.
He does not back down in the face of sure certain death. I do not get it. I do not get it, man. He's like, there's a troll with a godlike hammer. I'll just jump at it. Like, jeez. Man.
But, I do enjoy that Xander's like, hey, you think you're going to fuck us up? You don't want to fuck us up. There's no way that you're going to fuck us up because we're all mega powerful, all right? We got a witch over there. We got another witch over there. And I am a male witch. Wait. What is that? Is a warlock? Willow's like, yeah, it's a warlock. He's like, I'm a powerful warlock.
Yeah, I wrote down, he says, I happen to be a powerful man witch myself. Yeah, and it's just such a funny line. And for our international listeners, a man witch is like a sloppy Joe ground beef and like tomato sauce, like sandwich type thing.
Yeah.
So that's the reference to that. I don't know if they have
like
man.
It's like a brand name of
It's a brand name of what is called a sloppy Joe, which is a ground beef and tomato sauce. It's like a bolognese that you, but not on pasta, you put it in a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sloppy. Fun fact, Sloppy Joe was a character that I made up. That's like my shock jock radio zoo DJ name.
Yeah, that's
Sloppy Joe in the morning.
Yeah, that's who does our shout out.
Oh, yeah, it is. Sloppy Joe does the shout outs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Sloppy Joe in the morning. Anyway.
We don't let him stay on the podcast too long. He just comes for shout outs and we shuffle him off.
Yes. But this is of course after Willow does like a fire spell that they have all this stuff. And they're like, oh, you got a witch among your ranks. And he's like, yeah, we're all witches. like fibbing. And
I'm a powerful man witch myself.
Yeah. Then the demons try to intimidate the Scoobies and Willow. Willow gives them the speech. It's kind of like, hey, guy, you're not that guy, guy. You're not that guy. Mm-hmm. You don't want to fuck with us. And then the demon just punches Willow. Xander tries to defend her and he gets punched too. And then the head demon goes on this long speech about how he's going to rape all of them.
And yes. I was like,
God damn, dude.
Yeah. And then that made that scream we heard earlier really have take a different connotation.
Yeah. He goes on and is like, he doesn't say rape.
He does not say rape.
But he basically says, he's like, we're going to tie you down and we're going to do things to you that you don't consent to and you're not going to like it. But our parts, they do terrible things to women of the human race. And it's just like, dude, we get it. it's going to be bad. Why don't you just threaten to kill him like all the other demons?
You're a bad guy. We get it. I will say there's a line where he goes like, oh, what are you going to do next? Pull a rabbit out of the hat? And then Anya's like, why would they say that? Why would they do that? Which I think is really fun. Her like fear of rabbit stuff. I'm still waiting for Willow's fear of frogs or something to come back. But I don't think it will.
Yeah. But so then after all this is happening, after that little speech that gave everyone watching the willies, Buffy gets up. And she walks over to the head demon and everyone's looking at her like, oh, hell yeah, Buffy's back. Oh, yeah. And Buffy just gets decked in the face. But she takes it. She takes it hard. And then, hold on. She takes it. She takes it on the chin. Yeah. Especially after that whole fucking speech that the demon just gave. Buffy takes it.
They brought her back for to take one for the team.
Oh no.
Buffy has her beer bad face after she gets hit.
Yes.
And
absolutely. Well, it even helps because she's got like her hair looks all disgusting and shit too.
And we kind of get a little beer bad semi reference in the Angel episode we're going to be reviewing this week.
Boys watching Buffy on Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/boys watching Buffy. So Buffy gets punched. And then the demon's like, that was easy. This robot's also malfunctioning, probably. I'm just going to punch this one in the face again. He goes to punch her again, and Buffy does the fist grab, and she just beats the shit out of this head demon. Mm-hmm. And then Buffy just starts beating all of these guys up. And then she gets surrounded a little bit, and then they start to gang up on her a little bit. But then she like hulks out, throws all of them off, or just beats all of them up. She does that thing like in pro wrestling where like there's like the big show and like nine guys will start to like wail on him and then he just like crouches down and then stands up really fast and then all of them just go flying.
It was a good, I like the reference for this because we see Buffybot get stomped out by them all. And it was the same exact kind of framing where she's getting stomped out by him, but then she gets the break out of it. And you're like, you know what? She's better than the Buffybot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after Buffy starts to beat up all these people, we cut over to see what Spike and Dawn are doing. And this is where, you know, you see Spike and Dawn driving around on the motorcycle with the Rams helmet. Then Dawn's like, what's that over there? And they drive over to where the bonfire was and where Buffybot got torn to shreds. And they find the Buffybot all fucked up and they're like, oh man, this sucks. Dawn is just like emotionally triggered by this because
they didn't mess up Buffybot's face at all. She looks pristine.
No. Yeah. But she's missing her arms and legs, obviously. And Dawn goes over and she's like, Buffybot, no, you're my sister. As much as I'm fake Buffy's sister, you're my fake sister.
Not according to what Buffybot says.
Yeah, Buffybot, as Dawn like leans down to like kind of pet Buffybot goodnight for the long haul.
To close Buffybot, your eyelids. Like, to close your eyelids. Yeah.
Buffybot kind of awakens and she just like kind of like looks up at Dawn and she goes, you're my sister, Dawn. And Dawn's like, ugh. God. And again, how is this? Like, I know that they're all psychologically fucked up from just years of PTSD and demon fighting near-death experiences, but like, Dawn has got to be the most fucked up out of all of them, I think.
Yeah, finding out that you were just, you're not even a year of existence and all your memories are fake. Yeah.
I want to see a Dawn birthday party, and it's like a birthday cake with like the number 2 on the cake. Like, you're like, hey, happy second birthday. It better be that.
She's a leaf, a leap life baby.
Yeah. But Dawn is like trying to comfort Buffy Bot and Buffy Bot's last moments. And Buffy Bot kind of looks out at her and she goes, where did I go? And Dawn's looking around like, what? And Buffy Bot's like, yeah, I was here. And now I don't know where I went. And Dawn's like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? And Buffy Bot's like, no, no, I was here. Like, real Buffy was here. I saw her right before I just got quartered. I know that I saw that. And then I got quartered. Now I don't know where I went. And then she dies. And then Dawn is like freaked out. And she starts running away. Meanwhile, Spike.
Oh, yeah. You can finish this. Yeah.
Spike, who's like 5 feet away from where Dawn is, it's like picking up Buffy Bot's leg. And he's like, oh, I don't think Will is going to be able to fix this. And then.
Thanks for explaining it to us so we know that we're not going to see Buffy Bots anymore.
Yeah. But he turns around and he's like, Dawn? Dawn, where'd you go? It was like, bro, you didn't hear her run away? She's like 5 feet away from you, dude.
Now,
but yeah,
Dawn running away. I just wrote, where's she going?
Mm-hmm.
Where is she possibly going? And then also, why are you taking anything that Buffy Bot said as truth based off of the condition she's in?
Yeah. I mean, even previously, they were saying that she had glitches and she just says weird stuff.
Yeah. Like, why would you think, oh, yeah, she's in her death throes and she's accurately, like, she doesn't know that Willow and them are planning to bring her back. If she even had a hint of that, then sure. Yeah. And then I just don't know where she's running to.
Yeah.
And why would you not be like, Spike, we got to go. I think Buffy, you know, like, I know what they want to do at the end of this episode, but she just starts running.
Yeah.
Has she learned nothing? Did she not see the biker gang?
Dawn sucks. Like, I'll just say it right now. At least up until this point, Dawn sucks. And I get that that's her purpose. And she's supposed to be annoying.
Like, we need a character to suck.
No. But like, I mean, Riley's gone, so who's gonna suck? Like,
who's another character that Buffy could not love? No, it's just I don't know where she's running to. It's not like Buffy Bot gave her coordinates. Like,
yeah, parrot it into a little firefly spell with Dawn. She just starts running through the streets.
Yeah,
that are on fire.
With like, no,
everything's on fire.
No point of direction. Just,
yeah.
If she, like, if she was running home, that would kind of make sense. But that's what I thought she was going to do, at least.
Well, why wouldn't, like you said earlier, why wouldn't she ask Spike to be like, yo, can you give me a ride home, dude? Like, this is too much for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess you're, you know, when you're going through it, when you see the robot version of your sister who died for you dying, man,
I don't think she's ever had time to grieve because that robot's been around the whole time.
Yes.
And everyone's pretending that she's not dead. So, God. Yeah.
The show is so fucked up. It's so fucked up.
After the body episode, man, things got too real.
Yeah. But yeah, so then Dawn goes running through the streets and we go back to the Scoobies. They're getting their asses beat. Buffy is still beating up some demons, but after she beats them all up and the threat is kind of neutralized, the Scoobs are like, hell yeah, Buffy, welcome back. Thanks for being an ass kicker. It's us. Glad to be here. Let's high five. And Buffy's still kind of terrified of the Scoobies. And then she's bleeding and she also like tastes her own blood and then runs away. And the demons like awaken after Buffy runs away. It looks like one of them like snuck up behind them.
Yes. Now there's a weird edit, and later there's a remaster issue, I think, that happens. But it's a weird thing. I had to go back because it looks like one of them gets up behind them.
Sneaks up behind Xander, right?
And then it looks like we get the eyes opening of the demon lying on the ground, and then we get the claws come out on the ground.
Yeah.
I don't think the demon getting up behind them was supposed to happen here, but I don't think they had a shot where it didn't happen because this goes into like a commercial break, right?
Yeah.
So I think they really wanted to hold on them for a while, cut to the demon's eyes opening and the claws come out and be like cliffhanger, and then you see them come up.
Yeah.
But because that's how the next scene starts. So I think it was just like one of those things where they just didn't have the shot right and they just let it play too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad that you also saw that, too, because I was like, did I see that? Right? Yeah.
And I was like, wait, is there, like, two of them? Because the shot of the eyes opening, it's definitely lying down, like, on his back. Because he falls flat on his back, I don't know.
Also.
I also don't know why they don't chase after. They, like, debate whether or not they want to chase after Buffy.
Right?
What are you doing? You don't know.
You just fucking woke her from the dead, dude. You're not going to run after her for a little bit?
Yeah. It was so weird.
You're
going
to give her some time to herself? Fuck that. Anyway. You want to hear something absolutely stupid?
Please be not a commercial.
No. after he... that the demon has the fingers, the blade fingers come out. I put two and two together and realized like that's Razor, and he's got the razor fingers. I was like, oh, that's why they call him Razor.
As long as you get it. As long as you get it.
Yeah. So anyway, we come back from commercial. Demons are trying to slice Xander. And they're trying to beat up the Scoobs. And Buffy hears the demons after she runs away. And then a different one comes to try and fight Buffy. And then she just like chucks him through a pipe that's just like laying there. And he dies. They get like impaled through the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, she looks up and she sees the tower that she leapt off of. And she's like, oh, my God. That's the goddamn tower I jumped off of. What the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
So then we go back to the Scoobs, and they're all attacking the Razor, the head demon that was attacking Xander. This is where Anya's got the baseball bat. She's beating up on him. She gets punched. Xander gets up and he's like, hey, that's my woman, don't you dare punch her. And he gets punched. And then Willow does some kind of like weird goo spell on him.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, what is this? She shoots sticky cloud on his face.
So then we go to Dawn, who's running through the streets, and Dawn looks up and she sees this tower too, and she's like, that's exactly where real Buffy's going. I know that.
Like, why?
Hey, man, it's a sister thing. You know? Yeah. They're connected. That's that summer's blood. Then we go back. I kind of mixed up the order here.
That's how it happens.
This is where Anya's attacking and then Xander gets attacked. Mm. Tara attacks. Willow saves Tara. And Tara still gets punched and shoved. Willow gets like choked.
Willow saves Tara. Tara's being choked and he's about to slash her chest. And then she like makes Tara invincible. Like,
what?
Yeah. Like he's about to slash her and Willow does something and it breaks his blades when she slashes her chest.
Oh, okay, okay. I was like, wait.
I mean, she had to make her invincible or something. Like somehow these blades like break on her. And then it raises like, oh, so you do have some power. And then he starts to choke Willow because I guess she used it all.
Yeah, she's out of mana juice.
Yeah.
You know, like in video games, you only get so much mana.
Is that from Final Fantasy VII? No, what
I think it's from
use?
Like a shit ton of video games.
They all have different like things that they call it. I forget what Final Fantasy VII. Yeah.
You got your HP and then you got your MP. You got mana.
Your hit power, you got your magic power.
Mana, I feel like mana is also a Magic the Gathering thing.
Mm, yeah. It's also in the Bible.
Somebody in Discord will confirm. Is it really in the Bible?
Yeah. Mana from heaven. Huh. It's what the Israelites ate when they were traveling for 40 years through the desert or whatever.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Way to go, Jews. anyway.
Point Jews.
Yeah. So Willow's getting choked. She's like, yeah, that demon's got that full arm extension, hand on the neck, and he's like, oh, you thought you're so powerful. You thought you're gonna beat me with your bullshit ass spells. Well, guess what? I'm gonna choke you out. And then he just gets axed in the back by Tara. And he's like, falls to the ground, and Tara goes, nobody messes with my woman. Or something like that.
And yeah, she puts she puts her arm around Willow after this. And then Willow goes, Buffy. She doesn't acknowledge Tara at all. She's like, oh, we should probably chase after Buffy like we weren't gonna do beforehand.
Yeah.
And it is just, I love that the demon forgot that the other people were behind him.
Oh yeah, he was just like, they're taken care of.
Yeah,
yeah, they died off screen. It's fine.
I only thing they exist is what I see. Yeah,
I shoved them with my regular hand and not my razor fingers. Yeah. It's totally cool. They just fell into some boxes.
Yeah.
But anyways, then we go to Buffy, and Buffy has climbed to the top of the tower, and she's standing at the edge of the tower, like little cliff thing, and she's looking down and she remembers her sacrifice. And I gotta say, when she looks down and she sees like that parking lot, there's like a dude walking in that parking lot. And then they replay the same like footage like three times, and I was like, is that Dawn? The first time I saw it, I thought it was Dawn, because he's wearing a red sweater like Dawn is.
Yeah. Is it not? I was like, is this a remaster thing? Because it looks like the same exact outfit Dawn has. And they show that shot again. And you see on the left frame, you see someone walking slowly. And
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. Remember when this show went to HD or not or whatever. But I was like, this is weird. Like, we shouldn't see someone moving. And I think the first shot, it was he looks down and you could see like it's Dawn coming. You know,
that's what I thought.
And then they show that shot again.
But the second time they show it, Dawn is already up there.
Yeah, they just recycled the same shot, it seems like. I don't know.
Yeah, they punched in a little bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like they show it a third time, and I'm like,
probably. And it looks way higher than I remember.
Yeah.
Because they fell off that tower. Everyone fell off that tower.
Mm-hmm.
Falling off the tower does not kill Buffy.
Well, she's a Slayer.
Yeah, but somehow...
Kills Doc instantly. Kills Doc.
Yeah, I guess Doc. I guess he might still be around. We don't know who
Spike
the bad
fell
is.
Off of it. Just kind of bounced.
Yep. Buffy Glory and Glory fell off. Yeah.
Bounced. Buffy fell off. She's fine.
Yeah.
Except for the second time Buffy jumped off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But the fall didn't kill her. Magic killed her.
Oh yeah, it was mystical.
And if you know, and she must be the first Slayer to ever die from mystical power. Like, dude. That logic makes no sense.
Yeah. And anyway, Dawn meets her at the top of the tower, and Dawn's like, Buffy, you're really back. Oh my God. This is so cool, dude. Then Dawn takes a step towards Buffy, and the tower's like, starts creaking. And Buffy's like, this is not happening. She just like looks down again. She's like, I think I'm gonna fucking jump off this thing again. And Dawn's like, don't do it, dude. Don't do it.
And I was like, it won't kill her. She'll just bounce off the ground.
And Dawn is like, but Buffy, don't do it. Here, come to me. Come to me. And then Buffy like looks back at her and she's like, I don't trust this. She turns and she looks down again, and Dawn's like, do not jump, Buffy. Do not jump. And then the tower starts creaking again. It's like getting all shaky. And then Dawn's like, Buffy, you got to come over here and we got to do this fast because this tower's falling apart. It was built by crazy people. So
confirmed.
Point Vance. Point Vance.
Now, my question with this, how is this tower still up?
Right?
How is the city ordinance not like, what is this tower doing here?
Like, dude, if it's been 3 months, nobody had questions about this.
No one's like, what is that thing that we can see? Like,
that's put together with gum and pipes and paper mache.
And it seems like it's so much taller now. What are the crazy people still building onto it?
They still have hope for glory in the key.
What happened to those crazy people?
No clue, dude.
Yeah. But we get it confirmed. They built the tower.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So then Dawn is like, Buffy, please, like, we gotta get down from here. And Buffy's still, like, kind of shocked looking around. And Dawn's like, will you just talk to me? Will you say something? Will you say anything to me? And then Buffy turns around and she goes, is this hell? And Dawn's like, what? And Buffy's like, is this hell? Am I in hell? And Dawn's like, what? No.
No, this is Sunnydale. So I guess it's the hell mouth.
It's no. It's not a hell. It's the hell mouth. There's a little bit of a...
It's a little bit of technical difficulty. Rents, you know.
You should remember how you went there. Remember, that's in L.A.
And I remember you going to L.A. and telling me about the time you went there.
Remember that one summer you abandoned me here in Sunnydale with Joyce?
Yes, I hope we get a chance to see what that was like.
Oh, my God.
I would love to know what that was like for her.
Yeah.
They have to do an episode where we get the past episodes, but Dawn is there. They got to do a montage. They got to do a montage, man.
That cannot happen. If they do that, that'd be so crazy.
They did it in Frasier. The show Frasier did it.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Dawn salads and scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dawn is like, no, this isn't hell. This is like the best place ever. You're here with me now. You love this place.
Yeah. I need you to drive me to school tomorrow.
You're going to pull an all-nighter fighting vampires and take me to school and then do some debriefing with Willow or some shit.
Yeah, Buffy, you could sleep when you're dead. Oh, wait, maybe not.
Your contract doesn't expire when you die.
We never said rest in peace.
But then Buffy, like, kind of turns around and she's having flashbacks of, like, her jumping off the tower. And she's like, no, I definitely feel like I did that. I was wondering, like, everything was so shiny and clear. Like, what happened? What's going on? And then Dawn's like, please don't die again. I can't fucking live without you. Life is so hard without you, dude. This sucks. Please, Buffy, come. Stay with me. Please stay with me. I need you in order to live. I need you. And then the tower starts falling apart again.
I love that this is the same girl in Dawn who ripped her mom's photo apart right when the mom was about to answer the door.
Yep.
Like, that shows growth.
Yes.
But here she's like, I would try to be strong, but I can't be strong without you. I can live without mom, but I can't live without you.
Mom didn't have superpowers. I need you.
I need you. I know we also didn't get along that much before. We had a normal sibling relationship. But yeah.
Anyway. So Dawn starts to kind of like walk towards Buffy and be like, please, Buffy, come. And then it starts falling apart even more. And Dawn screams and she's like, oh, shit. And then Buffy's sisterly instincts kick in. She snaps out of her like crazy shit. And she's like, Dawn! Runs over to Dawn, starts to try and like get off the tower. She jumps off and sees a pulley system and grabs onto the pulley system. And
this edit is missing a shot. Because
yes,
it seems like they run and they stop. And it seems like there should be a shot in here of what they're like freezing. Like something that's preventing them from taking the stairs, right?
Yeah.
And then you see a shot of a pulley and like, well, I guess we have to jump on it. But instead it's like they run, they stop, they see the pulley and they jump on it.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess the logic is that the tower is falling and they realize like the tower is falling apart faster than they can climb down the stairs. So they are going to jump on the pulley.
But the look makes it seem like jumping on the pulley is not what they want to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It felt something was off there. And also we keep getting that shot down at the bottom.
Yep. It's with the guy walking around there. So they jump onto the pulley, they grab like the little rope and they go and like slide down. And then eventually the pulley system runs out of cable and they like slam like halfway down where the tower is. And then after that, they just let go or their grip loosens or something and they just fall off of the pulley and smash onto the ground. And I'm like, okay. Dawn's dead. If Buffy's not dead, Dawn's dead.
It was like a, that's like a two four story or five drop.
Story.
It looked like
you
a two,
two stories.
I don't know, man. The height of this thing keeps changing.
Yeah,
it was a long drop. It's definitely like some twisted ankles. If Dawn couldn't run from Glory on a regular field, she's definitely not walking from this.
They hit the ground and then they're like, whew, we're out of that. And then some tower debris starts falling and they're like, oh shit, we're not out yet. And they get up, they run away from it narrowly, they escape it. And then the tower just completely falls apart as they escape. They run outside of where the tower is and Dawn and Buffy are sitting there outside of the construction site. And they have a little moment together and Dawn's like, Buffy. And then they hug and then they have a close-up shot of Buffy's face and Buffy looks like, what the fuck is going on?
My last note here writes, happiness still TBD, but she's not glad to be back.
My last note is Buffy looks catatonic. She's back. We're going to have Willow go into her mind again.
She hasn't even been back for an hour, and she's witnessed herself being ripped apart. She's had to, like, kill multiple demons. She's had to save Dawn from the tower again.
Yeah. The tower that she jumped off of to kill herself.
And she's right back here. Yeah. This is, yeah, I think they're going to treat it the way they should treat it, man, because this is fucked up.
Yeah, it's mad fucked up, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But I think eventually Buffy's going to be happy about it.
I don't think if she's happy about it, like at the end of season 6 going into season 7, you can take a victory lap. Like,
I will say by episode 6, she'll be stoked.
No, but I think it has to be the initial bringing back. I don't think it's like I don't think it's like, oh, Buffy's going to hate being alive for the next 44 episodes.
I will say I was wrong about this. I predicted that she was going to be awoken and she was going to make some quip about like, oh man, you guys buried me in this.
That still can happen. That still can happen.
Her first words were, is this hell?
Yeah, but her first words were to Dawn. She hasn't had her first words to the group yet. So you still...
Oh, okay.
I still think you can hold on to that one.
Nah, I'm kind of giving up hope on that one.
You're still hanging on to her happiness, though.
Okay. I'm still hanging on to her being happy to be back.
I'm still hanging on to like them asking her what she did and us seeing her talk to Joyce in the afterlife.
I'm going to... So... I saw the title of the next episode while I was exiting out of Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember asking them, saying something about how like the Scoobs have to ask her about like what it was like to be dead.
Mm-hmm.
And the next episode is titled After Life. Not one word, two words, After Life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're going to get some discussion of, maybe you will see her have the conversation with Joyce in this episode.
Oh, if Amy the Rat's there too. Because let's either have Amy the Rat alive or dead, like at this point.
If Amy the Rat's there, that'd be wild. Why, like, yeah. Buffy would have her. She's going to be like, you fucking couldn't bring me back? I'm a fucking rat, dude.
That'd be amazing. Glory ripped that wall off and I just went flying across the campus.
Amy's mom is there. She's like, yeah, you turned me into a fucking trophy.
No, that trophy's still in the school. It's still on the ground somewhere. Oh, I think they walked past it. Yeah.
Next episode is Afterlife. I think they're going to ask her about what happened. How was it like? What was it like being dead? What'd you see?
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be interesting to see how Spike reacts to this. It's going to be interesting to see whether or not Giles finds out.
Like if, or the dad. Well, the dad doesn't know anyway.
The dad probably thinks Joyce is still alive. I don't know, man. That dad thing is so crazy to me.
Yes, dude. They kept it a secret from the dad.
Oh, my God. They have to tell her that.
Yeah.
Is she just going to shrug her shoulders at that? Like, you didn't tell my dad I was dead?
I mean, like, does she even fuck with her dad like that?
I don't know. It's just weird. It's all weird.
And it'll be nice because now real Buffy can slide back into the role that Buffybot was occupying, go to parent-teacher conferences.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like coming back to life and just going back to the grind.
Making peanut butter and jellies for Dawn.
And I was thinking, Buffy is Dawn's, like, biological mom.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She's, like, made from her. She's not made from Joyce.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like saying that Adam was Eve's biological father because she was made from the rib.
Yeah, that's why men control women.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Now we're talking. Yeah. We're in alpha. We're in the manosphere now.
Yeah. This whole podcast was just a ploy to get people on our side and then turn them.
Yeah. We went 6 seasons without revealing our evil intentions. Oh, man.
We tried to hide it in the title. We tried to hide it in the title.
We did. We did.
Boys.
You're trying to... You got anything else to say about Bargaining Part 2?
I don't really. Nice confirmation I liked it enough.
I thought it was pretty interesting.
They did some stuff. We got some confirmation on that the crazies built the tower. We got
you were right about that.
We got some follow up about the at least a reference to Xander not having male friends, which is a nice touch. We got some rabbit jokes.
Couple callbacks.
Yeah, a couple callbacks.
Always enjoy those.
Yeah.
Anya trying to tell Buffy that they got engaged.
Yes, I think they tell them this time. I think this episode coming up, it gets revealed.
Okay.
It has to. It's no way. We can't draw this out anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, Buffy's back. Okay, it's all good news now. Here's our good news. We're engaged. And everyone's like, what?
She's going to... Yeah, I'm more interested in her reaction to Giles leaving too.
Okay.
That's a big one.
Yeah. You think Giles gets a phone call in this episode?
Well, he told Dawn she could call him anytime. Hey, we're being attacked by bikers. Can you help? Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. That is our episode on Bargaining Part 2. Thanks for listening. Sign up for our Discord. The link is in the show notes. Sign up for our Patreon, where we do Boys Watching Angel, Boys Watching Movies, Joe's Fashion Report / Corner, patreon.com/ Boys Watching Buffy. Follow our Instagram at Boys Watching Buffy, Boys Watching Buffy at Gmail. And if you want to get a shout out, 5-star Apple Podcast rating and review, 5-star Spotify rating, send it to my DM, send it to Boys Watching Buffy's DMs, send it to the email, send it somewhere. Just send it. We'll give you a shout out. We got merch, links everywhere. Amazon wish list. Elias has an Amazon wish list too. If you want to help out our moderator, get him some stuff. He's been going into overtime recently because people are apparently spoiling shit all over the place.
And if you want to see what an international Amazon wish list looks like, check it out.
Yeah. So get something, do something nice for Elias. Stay tuned next time for when we talk about Afterlife.
So you got a witch in the mix.
More than one.
I happen to be a very powerful man witch myself.